Boom. What's up, Halfcast fans? We're here with the episode number 23. We got Levi.
Hello.
The Don. What's happening, bro? Thanks for coming on.
Thank you guys so much for having me. What a pleasure it is. Like, you two are like legends, so, you know.
Man, we're about to get into it. For those who don't know Levi, give us a bit of a background. Would you say the highest level gi competitor in Australia at the moment?
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, you would. Talk your shit.
I'm just been training jiu-jitsu for like 8 years. I left school at 15 just to like train all day. And that's been it pretty much. Ever since then, I've just been like training as much as I can. Got a job delivering furniture for a bit when I was like 17, saved up some money, went over to New York, and then I got like some good opportunities with like Murilo Santana, who's like my coach now, and he just helped me heaps. Like,
what are you now, 21?
22.
So, bro, you won probably like, so Spider was the last competition you had?
Yeah.
And that was, three of the best in the world at the time?
Yeah. So, there was eight man divisions.
Yep.
One was just under 76 kilos. So, and the other one was just under 100 kilos. I was in the under 76 kilo division. And everybody in the division was like either a world champion or, you know, at like some different weight class. So it was like a super tough tournament.
Yep.
But you have to be a black belt?
No, there was one brown belt in the division too.
How do you get into these?
Is this one invitational?
Thing? It was either invitational or qualify. I actually qualified in March.
So to qualify, you do another tournament and then the winner goes on, or like,
yeah, exactly.
Certain amount of people.
Yeah, you had to like get invited to the qualifier, and then there was three spots to get into the actual tournament.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's fucking full on.
Yeah, it was
but some
crazy.
Of the guys that you're beating and like now you're famous in the jiu-jitsu world. Like the guys that you're beating and like,
yeah,
putting on show. Like he's,
yeah,
it's
the,
crazy.
Like, the guy fought in the first fight was like the current middleweight world champion.
Yeah,
and the guy fought in the final is the current featherweight world champion.
Yeah.
And I also fought the current lightweight world champion at the beginning of the year.
Is that Lucas?
Or? Yeah.
So for 22, you're fucking just killing it.
I've had ups and downs. Like at Worlds, I lost my second fight from disqualification.
I saw that because that was the one where you were like,
you got
pretty
DQ'd? Or did you punch him in the face or something?
No, like the opposite. I was just like sitting down like on my butt and the other guy was too. And
what do you mean?
So like in jiu-jitsu, there's this rule where like if you both pull guard, you know, like if you both sit down,
yeah,
after 20 seconds, they give you both a penalty and then they stand you back up.
Yeah.
And if you get four penalties, then you get disqualified. So that happened three times. And then the third one, I went for a takedown and I got it and I was just playing on top. But the ref thought like, because the guy kind of had my lapel wrapped around my leg and I was trying to go for like a pass, but it was like a slow one.
Mm.
And the ref just basically disqualified both of us because we already had three penalties. He gave us both the fourth
it's
one.
It's like, I'm sick of both your bullshit.
Yeah, dead set.
Enough with the butt scooting.
He
wasn't having it, but I full on like, it was all like mad dramatic and shit. Like I started crying on the mats. I was like sobbing.
How long were you training for up to that?
Oh man, like that's been
your whole life.
For the
Worlds is like
the biggest one.
It's been like my goal since I was like a kid, you know.
I think that's when I just started following you, and like that was one that you were pretty confident you were coming into, hey, because you were like, that's when you started killing everyone.
Yeah.
And that was like one of the ones that you're going to win this year. So that's why it was probably a lot.
Yeah. You just like, you know how it is. Like you live your whole life with like one purpose. It's like all you do all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all you think about. Like it's basically what gets you through hard times. Just like imagining like, you know, this moment winning it. So it breaks your heart, you know, but, like everybody that has done jiu-jitsu for a while or any sport, like you have your heart broken a lot of times, and like,
oh, for
you're
sure.
not, yeah, it's like initiation. You have to like have your heart broken. Man.
We've been there.
Yeah, what?
We've been in there.
It hurts. It's fucking, it's like a proper heartbreak.
I did jiu-jitsu. last fight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw your last fight, man.
Yeah, it was fucking.
You're going to fucking wreck him. You're a legend.
Nah, that's awesome, bro. Awesome to hear. He showed me a bit of your shit. You do that. That's a cool. We were talking about it because it came up on one of our Christians.
Oh yeah, because so we did like a couple of things. I was like, I'll name a couple of moves, and you say what you think it is. Like,
yeah,
you
word. Like, yeah,
word. So you can give him some of these after. So,
yeah, word.
Sick. Like your go to is like the what Barambolo, yeah.
Barambolo, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and he was like, I don't know what's going on right now.
And he showed me what the Barambolo was for you.
Yeah, word.
Yeah. Word. So that's how I remember the Barambolas.
Yeah, on one of the profiles was saying the crab rod. I didn't even know what that is.
Yeah, or the crab rod. Sort of
I know the cab rod.
Not cab rod, crab.
Oh,
not cab rod.
A cab rod.
What's a better word for it, eh? Yeah. It should be called the cab rod.
What the fuck is a crab rod?
It's like, it's sort of like the Barambolo kind of thing. It's like you spin upside down basically and like take that back. But crab rod is pretty much like when you. It's kind of like when you have like both your hooks behind their behind their knees,
yeah.
And you kind of just elevate them down and then take their back like that.
No, I don't know. That, yeah, I don't know what that is. You know, when someone's behind you and they kick your legs out, pretty much.
Yeah,
the old donkey.
The donkey.
Yeah, pretty much.
The old donkey. You know the donkeys.
Essentially, like, it's sort of like a. It's kind of just like Barambolo. Usually people just call like crab rod and stuff kind of like Barambolo.
All in the same.
Yeah.
All the same.
Yeah.
So what was that? You had three matches to win the spider.
Yeah.
Big, I think it's the biggest, is it for any Australian or any jiu-jitsu tournament?
Any kind of jiu-jitsu tournament. I mean,
the biggest tournament money for jiu-jitsu so far.
Yeah, it was
far,
the
hey?
Biggest. It was the
what,
biggest
the one
ever
you just won?
Yeah.
Prize
so you
money
got money
for jiu-jitsu. Yeah.
Oh.
Big ting.
Big ting. How much that?
It was 100,000.
$100,000.
Okay.
So I was going to do jiu-jitsu now.
Fuck, who wants it, baby?
I didn't know we're out here making that money in jiu-jitsu.
Oh, okay.
Mate, it's so usually not. No, that's yeah, not like, yeah. It's actually unheard
so,
of, yeah.
But I watched. So I've been on the D-Lows. I've been watching a couple YouTube things lately.
Yeah. Tell me about
them. Considering my jiu-jitsu. I've been watching a couple of jiu-jitsu things, and I was watching this comp the other day.
Yeah.
It was this big cut. He had long hair and that.
Yeah.
He was like juiced up, and then there's like another little cunt. He's like a little ranger. And it was like a full, it was like slash WWE kind
what,
of thing.
He was just picking him up and slamming
no,
him.
No, like they're like,
oh, where they're not wearing shirts?
No gi. It was no gi.
ADCC is a lot rougher than like.
Yeah, but it was like, it was like, you know, it was like.
Yeah.
It's kind of like.
And now they've got
animated.
And now they've got
thing.
the slap version of it. What's the. Is that.
Oh,
Marcelo?
Was it.
Is that,
no.
You can slap.
Yeah,
Eddie
no,
Bravo.
Fuck, what's it called, eh? I can't even remember.
But it's Eddie Bravo's.
Yeah, it's Eddie Bravo's
so,
one.
Yeah, so this one, you're allowed to slap it. And, bro, some of the slaps are disrespectful. Like, some of these guys.
Oh, yeah,
they're
gone.
How can you slap
it's,
with
it? It's like open right. Palm strikes.
Right, yeah, yeah. Right, yeah.
Right, and right,
but some of them are big slaps, bro. Like,
this,
if you slap me like that, that's a punch.
Look at this. I don't understand. So, if another. This is why I don't like the whole wrestling and jiu-jitsu, like, when you. Because you get into it. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes if I get thinged, I'm like, fuck this, let's just fight.
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean? You're like, yeah. If you add slapping into it and you're not allowed, so you're allowed to punch.
No, you're not allowed to punch.
You can just slap.
So it's going to end up like this.
Only when you're on the ground.
Nah, bro, there's some hard slaps in there, man.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I.
And you can probably,
you,
I reckon you can knock someone out.
You can, 100%
just boom.
Yeah, but if
definitely,
you slap
man.
Someone, you obviously it's going to be on.
It's a fight, yeah. But, bro, some of them are disrespectful slaps, too.
Oh, I can't handle that. Can't handle that.
Like, but it stops. It stops a lot because then, like, those guys that just lay there doing nothing on the bottom, the guy just starts going,
Yeah.
So that's a question. Are you going to one day do MMA, or is that is like, how do you determine if you're a jiu-jitsu and then you're not gonna fight?
Jiu-jitsu,
like,
yeah.
It's well, so different as well.
Yeah.
Look at Jacare said jiu-jitsu is a lot harder than MMA. That's why he went to MMA. said the jiu-jitsu so much, there's so much more.
I don't know about that.
Oh, well, bro, no, there's so different, much, different really? Levels of hard, like he said, oh, technical-wise, yeah, yeah. Like, he has to just all, like, 1,000 different moves that you have to perfect and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah,
MMA, right. MMA, you can be average at all of them and still be a good MMA fighter.
Yeah,
you don't have to be an expert. Like, look at Conor McGregor when he fought Mayweather. He's not an expert at boxing, but he can box in the MMA.
Yeah, jiu-jitsu's hard as shit. Yeah. And it's so, like, you've got to be smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely like to try it one day. You know what I mean? Like, I'd just like to try and see what that feels like because I have no idea what that would, what that, you know, that level of adrenaline would feel like, to be honest. Like, you definitely feel it in jiu-jitsu, but I just imagine it would be so much more.
But did you find jiu-jitsu through MMA? I heard it was like a school program or something that.
Yeah. How'd you get into this?
How'd
you leave school at 15?
I just stopped going and they just,
I know people who get in trouble for that shit.
Yeah, this is the law now.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, they just kept signing me off.
Wait, where do you go to school attendance. At?
I was going to Rose Bay Public School. It was like.
Don't tell me that's that thing right in the middle of the
next
city.
To Bondo.
Next to the MCG.
Yeah.
Is that it?
MCG.
Oh, not the MCG.
The Raceway.
That's Melbourne Cricket Ground.
Nah. I'm not sure.
Allianz.
But
is it Allianz now?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know.
I don't know. There was like they had like a program at the school called Links to Learning that just like kind of took all the, you know.
I did that.
Did you?
Links to Learning, all the dunk, all the bad kids. Where I was in year seven. They took me in year seven.
Did you?
Links to Learning, we built canoes and shit.
Yeah.
I sunk my canoe in the
middle. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's so funny. But mine was
why
that's
didn't
so good.
Work?
So it's like it was all the bad kids.
Yeah, no, but that's yeah. No, why didn't the canoe why did it sink?
I don't know, we must have been fucking around maybe. Or like just
how many days a week did they have you do it? Was it
once
a week?
Yeah, Friday.
You don't have to go to school all day.
Yeah, that's why I did it. Yeah. That's why I did it. That's hectic. At least learning in the city.
They had us.
It must be statewide.
It must be. It must be.
So you were naughty at school.
I just wasn't.
School wasn't for.
No.
And well, any of us because I dropped out as well.
Yeah.
I did well in school. Don't get me wrong.
How did you drop out?
Did you go to uni? No, bro. I dropped out when I started. I did pathways, and then I started training full time.
Did you go St. Mary's Senior?
Yeah, so I got into
that's
a smart
like
school.
if you're from the area and you go St. Mary's Senior, that's like no one from the area actually goes to St. Mary's Senior.
It's all Filipinos.
Yeah,
there was one other Samoan kid in there with me.
It's all
St. Mary's Singer. You said
senior. Senior. It's like a
I
selective
just can't
school.
Speak.
Singer.
Word. I was like Singer Burger.
No, it's like elected. They get elected.
Yeah, selective school.
That's dope.
But then I did pathways because I wanted to go to the Olympics for boxing. So I was just, they tell you when you rock up, they go, okay, if you don't want to come to class, you don't have to because we treat you like adults. All that meant to me was I don't have to go to class. So I just started skipping and going to training like every day.
That's mad. It's good you're doing something positive.
Yeah, well, that's where.
So from Links to Learning, you started doing jiu-jitsu?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so they took us to like a MMA class one day, you know, like they take us to like activities and shit. And then, and then I was like, oh, this is pretty fun. Like, and I started with all my mates. We all like found an MMA gym, started just going there after that. And then I was doing that for a bit. Like, I was kind of just like doing like the boxing and like just a bit of jiu-jitsu. And I just started really liking jiu-jitsu. So I just started doing it all day. And then I just started like watching some YouTube videos and shit. And I was like, fuck.
Same.
Yeah. I think it would be better if I just like just do this all day. Cause I wasn't like, I was just basically going to school, like just to see my friends at recess and then like go leave, you know?
Yeah.
So I just started doing jiu-jitsu. I just basically stopped going to school completely and just started doing jiu-jitsu all day. And I was just like, I got inspired by some people, you know? And I was like, I kind of found out like you could just get really good just by doing it. Heaps.
Yeah.
So I just was like, fuck, if I just do this heaps, I'm just going to get really good. So I just started doing it like as much as possible, like all day.
It's crazy that you say that, man. That's the difference between like so many. Well, and I guess it goes across all sports, but like the guys that are doing jiu-jitsu twice a week, and then you've got you who's probably doing it twice in one morning. And like that, of course, that you're going to, it's different levels. And all it is putting in time.
Yeah. It's so simple. Yeah. Like that's kind of what I loved about it. Cause like I never kind of understood how like things like that worked. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't understand, like, that's how you get good at something, you know? Yeah. And that's what jiu-jitsu taught me.
Yeah.
And it was just super simple. You just, like, train the most, you'll, like, be the best, you know?
Yeah,
like,
would you consider yourself a martial artist?
100%, man. Yeah. Like
you're really into the art.
Yeah, like, the philosophies and everything behind jiu-jitsu and, like, little kind of things, like, you kind of create in your head as well, like... Jiu-jitsu, like, kind of keeps my whole life balanced, you know? Yeah.
I completely understand that.
Sick. Sick to hear.
Yeah, man. It's a beautiful thing.
Very intrigued about your coach, but, I want to hear Murillo. About your coach. Yeah, because obviously that was where everything, like, started working, yeah? Did you start with him as a brown belt?
Purple? I just had gotten my purple belt.
Yeah.
And, so that's when... So I got the... I was delivering furniture for a bit. I just knew I had to save up some money and then go to this place in New York because, first off, like, my idols were there. Like, these two brothers, the Meow brothers. Yeah. They were, like, the best at the kind of style I liked a lot. And I just knew I had to go and train with them somehow. So I saved some money. I went over there and I was staying with a mate. I had, like, a good family friend over there in New York, and I was just basically just training all day, trying to train, like, as much as I could in this gym. And Murillo is basically, like, he's the man, you know? He's like the best coach in the world. The guy just trained, like, the guy is, like, the epitome of, like, that stereotypical, like, martial artist kind of jiu-jitsu person.
Nice.
He just trains all day, no matter what. Like, there's, like, he'll have, like, a like, he'll be in hospital, like, on an IV trip, and, like, he won't miss training. He'll have someone come into the hospital and, like, drill guillotines on them or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? So he's just that good, you know?
And does he have a few world champions under him?
Like, that train at the gym?
Yeah, under him.
Yeah.
Because, it's obviously you're not a one-off that's, like, he's obviously got a system.
No, everybody there is, like, the gym's only open 2015. When the gym opened, that's when I first went there.
Oh, they knew.
Yeah, they're super new. Already, like, everybody there is, like, either a world champion or, like, on their way, you know?
Nice. Just quick, is this a jiu-jitsu thing, the shoes? Or?
Oh, the Vivos, eh?
Is that a jiu-jitsu thing?
Flex it.
Or?
Flex the fucking Vivos. Because
if I start wearing them, then people are going to think I'm good at
jiu-jitsu.
Buying a pair ASAP.
It's like, is it... These are
they probably wouldn't fit on my...
I was semi pissed yesterday. I had a fucking revelation that they're fucking body shaming my fucking bunions.
What's bunions?
You got the big
ones. Oh, do you have bunion feet?
Bunion feet.
Well, they're just not, like, up to standards, like, on the Vivo Barefoot website.
Oh, but
you
know don't what I mean? Worry. I'm like, my foot is straight, like.
Nah, yours not that.
No, that's all flatness.
That's, like, not that bad.
That's like a paddle. That's the whole foot touches the floor.
I can walk on water.
No, my foot's that flat. My foot's dead set that flat too. It's like goes the opposite way of an arch.
No, it's good for when you do the crab walks though.
Like, the crab rides.
The cab rides. Oh. The crab walks.
Crab rides. That's why so I don't funny. Fucking not good at jiu-jitsu because I forget shit.
Forget the names. You don't need to know the names, just know the move.
I don't know the name of shit. I don't even know the name of, like, proper shit.
You don't need to know the name, just know the move.
I do.
You can show him.
Yeah.
Do it straight away.
Yeah, man.
Then forget it just as quick.
What?
Nah, I can.
You just need a drill then. Like, just drill all day. You just need a drill. So, like, your body remembers it.
Yeah. Subconscious.
Nah, that's one thing I did notice. I need to drill more, heaps more.
Yeah.
Not just.
Drill.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
So, have you ever had any major injuries?
Not really, man. I've just I've broken my hand a couple times and, like, just torn ligaments in my foot, but I've never done, like, a major, like, knee or shoulder or neck.
Are you pretty big on, like, recovery and, like, looking after your body?
I try.
Yeah.
I'm probably not the best though.
What's your go-to? So say we're, like, just at the bar and I come up to you and they just give you a little push.
Street fight.
Yeah, just give you a little push, boom. What's the go-to? Straight off that, boom, ankle?
Probably, like, put on, like, a mask of, like, like vulnerability.
Straight to the ankle, or is it hand?
In so
the,
put a mask on a vulnerability so you can attack, or the
he
mask.
Turns around like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like pretend and then just wait till I get to the bathroom and then just
hit, I don't care what anyone says. I think jiu-jitsu people, if you did that shit in the street, that's the most scariest shit ever. Yeah, like imagine, like it's all good, you know, if you get into a fight, you're just gonna have like throw a few hands or like get kicked a couple of times. You know you're in trouble when someone starts like grabbing for something.
It's just if there's multiple people.
Yeah, and then you're gonna stomp.
Jiu-jitsu ain't a group team.
Yeah,
it's not.
That's a one-on-one.
One-on-one.
Yeah, and I'm always, man, I'm terrified of like, I hate knives, you know. Oh, yeah. It's always in the back of my head like someone's gonna fucking pull a knife or something, you know.
Go stab me. Here, come down, then jump armbar.
What? If I didn't think of that.
But thumb up.
I didn't think about
thumb up.
Thumb up.
When you do armbar, make sure the thumb's up.
Stab me. Yeah, bang, and then you just turn stab him back. That's what
fuck, you always have to go harder.
No, it isn't. It's your left elbow.
That was dead set, like right in the heart.
Bro, that's it. Kill shot. And then you go back to the hospital with your own knife in your chest.
Word.
Yeah, but how about give me a real knife? Anyway.
Go slow.
We don't condone violence.
Yeah.
Only in,
it's like laughing, imagining getting like stabbed in the chest.
No. It's good advertising though. Yeah. Just imagine in the hospital. So when are you up next? Yeah. When do you get another 100K fucking crack?
Man, I don't know. When do they
pop up? Them things.
That's usually like Spider. They do once every
6 years.
Yeah, you're gonna save up that 100K.
I don't know.
Make sure everyone puts their entry fees in.
We thought everyone was gonna be DQ'd. We didn't know we were gonna have to give this away this year.
It's usually like once every November, but like all the other majors, they don't pay money. You know what I mean? So like usually even Worlds and stuff. I think Worlds, you get like 15K or something like that.
Man, and you're versus the hardest people in the world.
Yeah.
Trained in your ass.
That scares me. That shit scares me more than punching on with anyone. And that whole and shit.
Like, I don't know how their drug testing goes.
Oh, nah. Oh, hell no. I saw old mate. He was all up top. Yeah. And he wore these shorts.
He popped off this ski he had 37 abs.
Yeah.
These boys, what do you mean? I got hit with fucking the Hulk, the Brazilian Hulk.
Oh, bro, he got, we went to Tiger, he put
Barbosa
against Lucas Barbosa.
You rolled with Barbosa?
I wouldn't really call it roll. Everyone's like, yeah, Ty, you go.
That's mad.
Yeah, they go, Ty, you go, Bob. I looked at him, I was like, oh, fuck, he's a big cunt. Yeah, that's good. Like, I'll verse him. Next minute, So who the fuck is this? I said, get him the fuck off me. I go, who's this? They go, oh, he's probably one of the best jujis. I said, well, fucking tell me. Tell me first.
Yeah, he's like.
It was just like, it was a roll scream.
Yeah, he's last year's world champ. Yeah.
Was that a call out?
No. He's heavy.
I thought it was like, nah, he's last year's news, baby. Shit. Nah, I'm trying to G.
He's a legend. He's a tank, bro.
My old mate was moving me around like I was a fucking little boy. I was like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, I thought, oh, it's just like one of those big cunts, you know, he wouldn't know what to do. Nick Mason's knee, he's sliding the old knee. You know, you do that at practice, you don't think people really do it. Fuck, he's doing the old knee slide on me and shit.
Yeah,
I thought that was all just like, you'd learn that.
He asked me to roll like two days before Europeans. Oh. I was like, cutting weight. No.
What's he got, like 30 Ks?
Yeah. I was like, nah.
Who's some of the best like that you've rolled with that you've just gone, man, he's in that next level?
It's got to be Murillo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Murillo's just like, I've rolled with like a lot of good black belts, but like he's just he can actually just fuck me up so easily. Yeah. Like every time I roll with them, I'm like, wow, I'm actually just shit jiu-jitsu. I forgot, you know?
That's most people's coaches. That's most people's coaches, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. He's fucking good.
So what do you think Australian jiu-jitsu has just popped off so hot? Because, man, we're like, we've got some of the best guys in the world at the moment.
Yeah. I don't know.
BJJ.
I don't even know. Like,
you like that, don't you?
I heard one guy's opinion, and he reckoned it was because we're so spread out that, like, you know, in the States and Brazil, that you're not allowed to go train at other people's gyms. Whereas here, because everyone's so spread out, it's not as like you can go train with other people and train with the best. And that was like,
yeah, word. Yeah. And I think, like, there's not as many people doing jiu-jitsu, and like everybody that's kind of doing it is like pretty serious about it and like is like kind of gotten good. So like all the good people just like started training together and just got better.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, even in, bro, we got a mad one in Penrith. Like, one of the you know, the one
from Luke's gym?
I think that's his name, isn't it? Luke.
Oh, Luke, yeah.
Yeah, what's his last name?
Luke. From the Western Sydney,
MMA, like, he trains with, he's under John Danaher.
Yeah, he's a gun. I've had a few.
What?
Had a couple of leg locks. That leg lock game, bro, I've got to catch up on that. I'm pretty behind on that.
Yeah, I know about leg locks, like, too.
Changed, me too. I'm pretty sure it's changed
a lot, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so quickly.
Yeah.
I got my whole knee snapped by a leg lock.
Oh.
Anyway.
Really?
I know about jiu-jitsu.
He was wearing the same ankle guards as the guy, and the guy had an inside, James McSweeney had an inside heel hook on him.
Yeah.
And he thought it was the other guy's foot. So he went into it more and started punching the guy, but it was his own foot.
Oh, fuck.
It snapped his whole shit out.
Oh, shit.
But still won. Still won, eh?
You get that on the big jobs.
Are you better now? How's it knee?
What knee?
What knee? Yeah, fuck it.
No knee. There's no knee. It's gone.
We're always good.
That was, that was 1 year off, same as me.
Mm.
But you did everything, eh? PCL. And
lateral, MCL. Fuck, that's rough, eh? Swing you, bro.
Got him.
He got me.
Favorite, biggest highlight? Was this the biggest highlight by far?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Of jiu-jitsu so far?
I'd say so.
I thought you were going to bring in the mask for sure.
Oh, fuck. It's really heavy, eh?
Bro, I thought you were going
to. I should
have. You have a thing?
They give you a big Spartan cap when you win.
It's actually so
like a Rey Mysterio.
Like a proper, like...
It looks sick, bro.
Like a spider helmet.
Oh, is it spider or spider?
It's spider.
It's spider, but spider.
Yeah, I wonder if that was a play on... If that was
I was just thinking, because you've been saying spider, and then you guys said you got a spider helmet.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, spider.
It's like if Spider-Man was a Spartan.
Yeah.
That's what the helmet looks like.
They got the... It's got like a spider on the mask.
You know, my man wears that blonde good on that.
It's got that Bondo look, eh?
Yeah.
That's that Bondo look.
That's that straight. That's just straight sexy, but then like I fuck shit up. Like I got a black belt.
Is that right? They go ham with the dyed hair in Brazil.
Do you ever do like the boardies and then just like the black belt over the top? Boom. Just
no,
like,
I haven't tried it yet.
All right,
I've no. I won't say his name. I won't say his name. This guy he tapped out Cameron. You know, from New Zealand.
Yeah.
He ran out the back. He was in his undies, like his fight shorts. He ran out the back, chucked on his black belt, and came back out.
What?
Right, he's a nutter. I won't say his name, but I've never seen anything like it. Then started running around the gym doing a big three lap after he got camp. And
well, after he tapped someone out. If I tap someone out, I reckon I would do that.
The worst was.
I would honestly.
Cam was defending it for ages. And then the guy was frustrated, so he goes, all right, good one. And then as he tapped his hand, he jumped on the armbar and tapped him.
Legend.
What?
He went like this. He tapped his hand and then jumped on the armbar.
Wait. The guy that won, the guy that subbed him?
Yeah, yeah.
He so he subbed him twice?
Yeah.
So it was a dog shot?
Yeah, full on.
I don't get this. Who's this guy?
You know his mind.
Fucking say this cunt's name.
It's not the other
name. Shame.
No.
It's a good friend.
No.
It's a good friend.
Bro, one of the funniest stories I've ever heard was with that guy, too. But
Okay. Well, that guy is fucking pissing me off. I hate when you know.
We can't. I know we can't hold. Oh, yeah, actually, like I've only got five. We've only got five more minutes with you, don't we?
Oh man,
he's
mate, the spider's taking up a lot of time, mate. We got to get in quick here. You know?
Yeah, we've only had 45 minutes with you. Tell us, the gym's close by. Is it?
Yeah, the gym's close by.
Oh, did you? What, you just walk here?
Are you going to train?
I'm going to train after this.
That's why he has to leave at 12:15. All right,
Lidcombe.
Nice. So the two, I wanted to ask about your two nicknames.
Oh, my nicknames?
Yeah, Xanadu.
Yeah.
And then Levi Zhao.
Oh, Levi Zhao. Okay. So Levi Zhao. Zhao, like Brazilians kind of like put out the end of names to mean like big someone, or like they say like Levi. Yeah, like it's all like
big Levi.
Yeah, so like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what it would be the equivalent to.
Big dick.
Maybe,
big
I don't know.
Big
I think it was more like
big
it,
Levi.
It was more like sarcastic because like I was like the was little like the little the, guy. Like, the little like
a, one of those ironic names.
Sort of, but like maybe tiny, like as like a
big, ass.
Big spirit.
Yeah, like, maybe.
Yeah.
Like it was sort of like a positive affirmation.
Yeah.
Like when like
big
I went.
Booty.
Yeah, maybe. Big booty, yeah. But there's like Xenia. Like if you put it at the end of like, so I call like Ty Xenia, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
I mean like little Ty, like it would Ty Zhao.
Ty Xenia, I like that.
But
little Ty.
Coach.
That's what you're gonna introduce yourself now. Tazinho.
Where's that from? Because I'll probably say it's from Japan.
I don't know. It's Brazilian thing.
Portuguese
thing. But my coach just started calling me that like when before I'd fight, he'd be like, "What are Levi Zhao?"
Levi Zhao.
Yeah, and I just feel like a sick cunt when he said it. So he just kept saying it because like I just like win, but and then Xanadu, that was like that's both my sisters' like middle names.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and my mom just like started calling me that for a bit when I was a kid for some reason. Yeah. It was like a you know like the Genghis Khan.
Yep.
Xanadu was
where are you? What's your background?
I don't even know to be honest. Like family came in during like World War II, from a few different spots. But my dad's dad was just Australian, like Irish guy.
Mm.
And his mom was from like Macau or some shit. And then my mom,
Asia.
Yeah. But she's not really Asian, so it's like that's where it gets confusing. I'm not sure.
So you're Brazilian now?
I guess so.
It's Brazil.
Brazil.
Yeah.
How often are you in America? Because is that any visa issues? Or because you're not working, I guess.
Yeah. I'm trying to get a visa now. That's like why I haven't been there for a while. I'm trying to get athlete visa, but I always come back like no matter what, like I always spend like half the time here and then half the time there because I don't want to like, you know, like it's home, you know.
For sure.
Don't forget where you come from. But so usually about 6 months of the year I spend there. 6 months here.
All right. Just a big work, eh?
Yeah.
Any misses?
No.
State player.
Pretty much.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Zonios.
Zanado.
Zonados.
Doritos.
Chorizo.
All right, bro. Oh. That's it. Thank you very much. We'll wrap it up there and let you get to training. Is that? Yeah, that's your training.
That's heaps of time.
You're cutting into our
spider. Into your training.
I'm going to train.
You're going to watch the fights tonight.
Mad.
Yeah?
Yep.
Team Zoo.
Yep.
It's going to be a good fight.
Gavin Suss.
Also the...
Luke Boyd is also fighting. Boydie, little Boydie. He's from the area.
Yeah. Also the your event this Sunday for Muscle Bros.
Yeah, I just it's a FTA event. Shout out to everyone that's been involved, all the FTA team. You know, it's just family. We're just doing this out of all, you know, trying to raise money. And this is the death toll's rising up to 62 now.
Yeah,
so
man, it's heartbreaking, man.
Yeah, it's messed up.
I kind of get full.
Is there any way like to help out? Like
we're trying to raise some money, but with the money we're going to buy the stuff that
yeah. Is there somewhere we can send money over as well? Is it like, have they got an actual foundation?
I'm sure there would be. There would be a few things happening in Samoa, but the whole actually maybe getting it there safe.
Yeah. Would go into the right.
Yeah, I think
the right as well.
Unfortunately, there's some things that happen within our own. I don't know. People's and stuff like that. I heard there's like a case of some guy fucking selling Kangen water, saying it's like just stupid shit, you know. Yeah. You know, so I think I personally myself, and I've dealt with, you know, things in some. I'd rather, as long as we know where the money's going and what we're buying, and then giving it over.
That's
there
the hardest thing
to the people that need it the most. So.
Word.
Yeah, Sunday, come down, Muscle Bros, 7 to 10 Mount Street, Mount Druitt. Just come down, drop some money. We've got sausage sizzle, got a few raffles, got some tattoo vouchers, gym vouchers.
Jerseys.
And whatnot, jerseys, this, ways. That. Yeah, some just training. Come down. We've actually got a bulldog as well, a purebred bulldog. We've been gifted.
What?
Yeah, so that's up for auction as well.
That's raffle. Sick.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of people from the community really reach out and help, and we really appreciate it. So thank you, everyone. Yeah. So get down there and fucking spend some money, man.
What?
It's not much, you know, but I know Christmas is around the corner, but, you know, whatever you can give is
yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know. I've got a kid now, and to think about, you know, losing him or, you know, her.
That's what got me the other day, thinking about the, when they showed how many kids have passed, bro. That was heartbreaking. Yeah.
For the kids, man, and our country. So, and, you know, it's Samoa's not a big place. I know there's a lot of people going on about the vaccinations and stuff. I should have been vaccinated. And, you know, what's happened in the past, I don't know. But I think whatever we can do to fix the situation now, or what we have on our hands, is what needs to come first. So
for sure.
Yeah.
Word. Again, Levi, my man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming in, bro. Chatting.
Pleasure.
All the best for the future. All the best for the future. I know you're going to kill it.
Thank you, guys.
Anything that you want, any sponsors you want to shout out? Where can we find you on Instagram? Where can we find you on YouTube channels?
Girls want to slide into that
DMs.
Zanadu. You know what I mean?
big Buddha, big liver.
Any hairdressers want to get in there? Fix that shit up, y'all. We can get up in there.
Luck. Shout out to Space Now, Bros Fight, and Instagram's Levi Zhao JJ. If you want to follow me,
get in there. Watch his stuff. He's a beast. Shout out to Muscle Bros. Shout out to Before You Speak Coffee. Thank you. Drink West. Boom, boom.
Drink West, baby. Oh, yeah. Creative Springs. My brother Moon. You know, shout out to all the people doing it in the hood.
Keep up with the Half-Cast Podcast. We out.